Hi, my name's Dave Cowan. In September 1968, there was quite a lot of rain. It was pouring with rain most of the night, and I'd gone to work at Shell Haven Refinery in Corrytown, and it was getting pretty wet. We weren't exactly flooded, but there was massive puddles, and it was showing signs of being very wet. And in the morning, I got a phone call from my wife saying her mother had been flooded out, and she lived at the bottom of Hope Road, just before it joins Brook Road. And there, I could tell my wife was quite, it was something serious. It wasn't just a drop of water. So I got away from work as soon as I could, once I got relief in. And as I drove down the A13 towards the Five Bells corner, which in those days was just an S-bend, there's a dip in the road as you approach, and that was under about 2 foot to 3 foot of water. I saw someone come through going, a lorry came through going towards London, and I thought, well, I'll have a go. So I managed to get through, but people behind me were getting stuck and conking out in it. I'd gone up on the curb to get through it, which was underwater, but I knew where the curb was. Eventually I got back and went down Brook Road and only got just past the recreation ground entrance as you go down the last part of Brook Road, and you could see it was just full of water everywhere. At that point it was only inches deep, but as you walked down, I had got out the car and walked down, took my shoes and socks off and walked down the road, and it was up to my knees by the time I got to the bottom of Hope Road. And my mother's house was under about 2.5 to 3 foot of water. Everything was floating. It was being a bungalow, everything was ruined. She put a few things on the table, but fridges, freezers were all underwater. Shoes were floating about from under her bed. They were everywhere. Never seen so many shoes. But what was the sad thing was, though, it was just nobody was hurt. It was sewerage, and so everything had to be thrown away. My mother-in-law had, in fact, sold the house, and once the water had gone down, and I'm not sure how they got the water down, but we understood that the pumps at Benfleet pumping station over by the railway at the bottom of the recreation ground had got flooded and stopped working. And because it was high tide in the creek, or whatever reason, they didn't open the sluices which were put in to the old, what we call St Mary's Creek, when they dammed it to build the road under the station. Eventually, they did open the gate, probably when the tide was out, to let the water out, but by then the damage had been done. I don't know much about that. That may or may not be true. It's only what I heard rumours of. But eventually the water went and we dried the house out, and the people who were buying it said, they'd already exchanged contracts when it flooded, so they just carried on and bought the house.